Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 32. I love it when a plan comes together. And it is time for another episode of The Shrinking Man Project. Howdy, folks. I'm your host, Doc Coleman, and I am The Shrinking Man. I seem to be struggling to get these episodes out early enough in the week to satisfy me, but, well, I guess if you folks aren't complaining, then I must be managing to do well enough. I did manage to get back on my feet this past week, and that felt really good. And then I managed to mess it up again.
Off to the scales!
But first, it is time for me to go get weighed. And while I am doing that, I have another promo from Paul E. Cooley for you. Hope you like it. Back in a bit.
From prehistoric time to the present, one bloodline has endured. Garaga's children range from the Indus Valley to Mesopotamia to Jerusalem and beyond, influencing ancient civilizations, mighty crusades, and everyday lives. The stories of the god Garaga, his half-human progeny, and their supplicants have been passed down through the generations, leaving a frightful, lustful, body-strewn trail through the ages. Garaga's children and worshippers have survived to spread their religion around the world. These are their histories. Now available from ShadowPublications.com and iTunes.
We don't believe in happy endings.
Paul E. Cooley is back with a new tale of a dark god, his half-human spawn, and the horrible scars they have left through history as they wend their way through the ages. War is not my thing, so I'll let others chime in on this one. But Paul is a friend, and I've got plenty of other friends who like his stuff, so if you're a fan of horror, why not give it a listen?
The Weigh-In.
This week's weigh-in was kind of tough. The scale couldn't decide where it wanted to leave the needle, so I pretty much had to split the difference. This is putting me down a pound and a half to 283.5 pounds. Down 136.5 pounds since I started. It's funny, I don't mind if my weight wobbles, but if it stays in the same place week after week, I feel frustrated.
The Week in Review.
I got all my exercises in this past week. I started the week off strong with walks on Sunday and Monday. I'm afraid I've gone back to the 2-mile loops after getting myself burned by the sun on the longer runs. But with the harsh summer heat, shorter exercises are better to fend off heat-related maladies. When the weather gets better, I'll shift back to the 5K loops again. My food was back on plan this last week. All week. Really, all week. I even went to a pool party on Saturday, which, while it was another danger spot, I planned ahead this time. Instead of taking my chances with what would be available, I brought my own foods to grill, and was even able to have some birthday cake and still stay on track. My back is doing much better now. No more than the occasional twinge. But on Saturday, when I arrived at the pool party, I tripped and twisted my ankle. Now, it wasn't a bad twist, but I've had to keep off it for the last few days to help let it heal, so that's really impacted this week's set of exercises. And at least I got last week's exercise in first. And swimming in the pool kept me off the ankle and actually got me a little bit more exercise. I also had a follow-up appointment with my vascular surgeon last week. He wants to do a venogram on me to determine if there's anything compressing my vein and contributing to the blood clot I experience. This means that they'll stick a tube in my arm and take a look around while making me move into different positions. If they find something, I'll have surgery to relieve the pressure. If not, then I'll get back to normal, except I'll probably be taking aspirin every day for the rest of my life.
Lessons learned.
Nothing like having a plan. I came to last week with a plan, and it worked. Now, a plan won't always work, but it is a lot easier to pull things off when you've got one.
Moving forward.
Happy birthday to me. Yep, next week you get to hear about my birthday. That deserves a little celebration, but hopefully not too much. I've also got a diet holiday for July to get in, too.
Feedback!
Julie has proposed an interesting experiment on the Facebook page. This is partially in reply to last week's philosophy section on hydration. It seems that when she gets stuck, she ups the amount of unflavored water in her daily diet as a way of dislodging herself from the plateau. I shall have to try this. It definitely can't hurt. If you've tried this or other techniques to get your diet back on track, please chime in with your experience. Just leave a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com or you can leave me a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Or you can head over to Facebook and join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project. Or on Twitter, you can follow me at Scalesley. That's Scales, L-E-A. Please leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley if you like the show. If you've got a podcast, please send me your promos. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And if you'd like to help donate, we've got a tip jar waiting for you. All proceeds do go help support the podcast. And above all that, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
But first, why did I put two but firsts together? There we go. I've also got a diet. Yeah. I can't snap my fingers. Snap, snap. Now it works. This is partially in rely. And how do I stop this? Jane, how do I stop this crazy thing? And